On this special Women's Day episode of Beyond Borders, I have the privilege of sitting down with someone special who has shaped my world and our world, the mother. Hi, Ma. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me here.
How's life at present for you?
Well, today I can say I'm living the life which I had been dreaming about.
So let's start with, how do you feel women are different in today's generation as compared to in your time?
Oh, there's a vast difference. Today, women are at liberty to do what they want to do. And there is no binding. There is nothing on them that holds them back. But whereas in my generation or so, as to say, you know, mere time pe ye hota tha, we weren't given that much of liberty. There was always a difference. Nahi, ladki hai to ye nahi kar sakti hai, wo nahi kar sakti hai, aapko itne baje ghar aana hai, thinking of going to do work, no, it didn't arise at that time.
This is a special episode for Women's Day, and I think the reason why having you here was so important for me is because I have seen your struggle up close and personal, and I have inculcated some of the strengths from you as well. So what was it like going through the hardship, and especially at like about 30 years ago, to take the decision of being a single parent and standing up for yourself? And we do have like less conversations around it even today. I mean, it's more than before, but it's still less. So we use this day to talk about it more. So tell me, what did you feel? Something that, I mean, only you know, no one else.
Yes. Well, I had my own sort of feelings. I was scared at times. At times I was very headstrong into know what I want to get is what I want. And I'm not going to budge from it. I know it was very tough, especially at my time. As I've told you before, things were not so liberal. You couldn't just come out and say, I want this. Even if you wanted, it had to be from inside, ke mujhe chahiye, but I can't say anything. Or I know people are not going to approve of it because you're a girl. So, and yes, of course, being a single mother was very tough, because anything that has to be shared by two people had come onto me.
Yeah.
The goods and the bads, and of course, when you have kids also, there are double responsibilities.
And they are annoying.
No, they are not annoying. Not at all. So I had to go through a lot to bring them up. In all wise, financially also. It was not that you were so sound at that time.
Yeah.
You were struggling. You had to see to your financial aspect. You had to see to your kids' aspect. And so I took a back seat. There was nothing called I.
Yeah,
it was only a mother, and a mother, because at that time I had to see how to get hold of my children, to get them in line so that slowly they go on to what they want to do.
Yeah. I want to, like, before I jump into the sacrificing section that I have for that generally mothers feel, I want to go a little back and talk about the childhood, basically the childhood that you're from. Of course, I have also had the... I'm also lucky enough to rather witness it. And we do come from a very cultural and educational family. So we are fortunate there. But like, the discussion is also when we're so educated. And as a matter of fact, you're even a PhD, which you managed to finish after your
marriage.
Yes. Yeah. But what is it that before this marriage, and why is it that even the culture and the education still led you to the downside of you having to suffer so much? Like, let's talk about that a little
Okay.
bit.
See, my childhood had been an excellent one. I mean, I'm very happy, very lucky to have the kind of childhood that I had. Okay. The kind of person that I was, even in my times, I was not the normal kind of person, because I was very, very boisterous, a kind of a tomboy. And I never liked the normal things which girls like. You know, and even at that time, sit down, do kadai, silai, these kind of things, I just couldn't do it. For me, it was sports, outgoing, climbing trees, fighting with boys, having that kind of a competition with boys that if you can play something, I can do it better. And nobody stopped me from that. In my childhood, I played all kinds of outdoor sports. I was an outdoor person. So there isn't a game which I didn't play. Be it cricket, be it football, be it table tennis,
state
basketball.
Level.
I was a state level table tennis player. I represented my school, which is Loreto School, Dharamtala in Calcutta. I'm from Calcutta. I played basketball there. So you name it, and I used to be playing all kinds of games over there. So my childhood was excellent. Yeah. And of course, I was good in studies. I may not be doing the top three, but yes, the top 10 was always there because half my mind was in sports and half was there in studies. So I enjoyed it, and whatever I wanted to do, I did. And I was very lucky that way that I wasn't stopped from doing that, because at that time, it was a very different kind of a scenario. You had to be the ones to be learning how to cook, because the standard was, "Achha, fir dusre ghar jayegi to wo kya bolenge?" So, and in my case, I never cooked anything.
So the question is that even despite having so much freedom in your childhood, you somehow were still forced into marriage.
Yes, that was there ki, achha, ab ye 22 years ho gaye hain, we have to look for a boy.
Yeah.
I did rebel, but of course, nothing happened. I did get married at the end of it.
Yeah.
And that's when life changed for me.
Yeah. When last I spoke to my grandfather, he's so chill. Like, so chill that I could talk to him about anything, things that you never understood.
Yes.
Thankfully that I had someone to talk to about. But it's so strange to just imagine that the person who is so chill with me, who I can talk to about my heartbreaks and about depression and everything else, had forced you into this situation.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that is not really conversed about.
The thing is that with time, everybody changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody is... feels more for the grandchild than for the own child. You know, like we say, mool na lo vyaj pyara, which means from your principal, you are better acquainted with the, or you love more the grandchild than the child.
Yeah.
Okay, you will scold the child. You will have everything, the no's and the yes for the child, but nothing for the grandchild, you see. And so when you age down, of course, things do change. And you see how the society is also changing.
Yeah.
My dad was great in adapting for everything. Yes.
Lucky.
Paternal, maternal side, I have had an excellent time throughout till they were alive.
Yeah.
Of course, a couple of things here and there, like getting me married was a wrong decision. But fair enough, as human beings, everybody makes mistakes. Yeah. So what?
They didn't get
me into this with that an idea that I will have a divorce.
Yeah. Into the sacrificial aspect of your life, like you said, that you lost out for I. And even till today, I know that bhaiya and I... whenever you are like, pehle mere bachche, fir main.
Yes.
And we're like, no, that's not the case. Like,
because
we leave and it's you who's going to live with yourself. And it's like, it's not that you're not good enough or something, but I just feel like mothers in general feel that they are incomplete without their partners.
You see, once
or their
you become a mother,
children,
you will always take a second fiddles.
That's, it
a
shouldn't be like
it
that.
It may not be, but first of all, it was ingrained into us. And secondly, it's a very natural thing to come when you are a mother, whether your child is a few months old or your child is many, many years old, you will always first think of the child. If your child needs anything, you will forget everything else and your child is there in front of you.
Yeah, but that's in
that
certain times. I also feel like
but
if you can't take care of
into
yourself...
you, because you've been doing it for years, so even when your kids grow up, that concept still remains with you. That yes, first comes them, and then comes you. The you always.
But doesn't that take a backseat? Like that's what we are discussing today, right? Like mothers shouldn't be like that, right? Because fathers aren't.
There is no question of should not be, because there is no black and white in this.
Yeah. Obviously.
At times, when the child doesn't need you, and you're on your own, why not? You will take a front seat. Then you will only think about yourself. Like today, by God's grace, yes, I've been given opportunities to think about myself. But that doesn't mean that I've forgotten my kids.
No.
Today also, if my kids need me, it's just a phone call away. I need this and that's it. I'll drop everything and only see to what they need.
Yeah, so I think it's very strange that when bhaiya and I go out and like, at least in India when we're out, and we're like, oh yeah, we don't live here because I live in Germany and he lives in England. And like we come back and though we are the ones who are always desperate for your time and attention, and we say that we need to come back home to like get a fresh perspective from our lives, from all the dark phases that we are in that land. But it's also strange that every time we have a conversation with someone, every time, and they're like, oh, you both live out? So bichari mummy hai akeli hai. And it just, it shakes us and it triggers us because we also feel like the fact of the matter is my mother won't even pick up my phone calls for half a day because she's so busy and she's doing things for herself and the dogs and everyone else.
It's what the society feels.
Yeah, but that we need doesn't have more conversations.
That doesn't mean that you have to be what the society wants you to be. That's what makes you different.
No, but we
they
need
may
to...
feel that if it's a woman, it's a bichari. But there is no bichari in that.
Yeah, what that's the idea. That's what we're discussing
today. You have
today.
To be. You have to be what you want to be.
Yeah.
You could feel yourself doing the same thing as a bichari,
yeah.
And you could feel, why am I a bichari?
Yeah.
I'm as good or as bad as anybody else.
Yeah.
But that's what. It's a patriarchal society, and that's what, if it's a man who's alone, he's not a bichara.
Yeah.
But a bichari is there, but why should you be a bichari?
I mean, that's the purpose of this
you
conversation.
Don't think, you shouldn't think yourself to be a bichari.
No, I don't, but I don't think that people...
Any woman should not think herself to be a bichari because she is single, whether she is married and single or she is not married, but what is there as a bichari? She is leading her life the way she wants to, and I think she's lucky enough to do that.
Yeah, but we...
Rather being bound by the chains.
Yeah, but it's very unfortunate that we're not, and we always feel like it's better to stay in a messed up marriage than to be single.
That's
a woman's idea is like that because no one wants to be seen as a bichari, and all. I feel all, at least most of my life, I've seen people see you with that eye, with those eyes.
And that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know you
to
don't
me,
see
it
yourself.
Doesn't matter how people see me. But it's how I see myself and my life and my kids and the things around me.
Yeah.
That's what matters, and that should actually matter to all women.
Yeah.
Because they do have a right to live and live the way they want to live.
Yeah. When you had to take so many decisions which were against the social norms and sometimes against the beliefs that you had as well, I'm sure it took a mental toll on you. And that is something that we also never spoke about up till, I think, COVID. What is it that you went through and what is it that you wish you could have had in the moment?
It was affecting me mentally and physically. But I was very lucky that my parents supported me.
Yeah.
For everything.
There was a point of time where you wanted to like suicide.
Yeah,
well, right?
I wanted to leave everything, run away from home, run away from this world.
Yeah.
But it was only my mother, of course, more naturally, she would be closer to a daughter. It's she who took the brunt.
Mm-hmm.
By brunt, I mean, she explained, she was so cool, so calm, and she was always there. Even if I had to just pick up the phone and tell her, what is this? This is not correct.
Yeah.
And then bang the phone. And within 10 minutes, I would get a call. Acha, Anu, shant ho gayi? And then I would forget and laugh at what I had done only myself.
Yeah.
You see, you get my point. So I don't say, because me being a human, obviously, I will also go through a lot. Especially when you're going through this, the divorce, bringing up kids. It's not easy because you have so many things to tackle. You have the kids' studies to see. You want to see the kids doing their co-curriculars well. On top of that, you have fights. What all can you do? After all, one person can only do one thing at a time. But in situations like this, one person is supposed to do 10 things at a time. And then, who do you take out your frustration on? You don't go banging on walls or banging on doors or bursting balloons that this is it. You need somebody. And what that somebody was my parents. And of course, my mom so, because naturally, being a daughter, she was always there. In a day at time, 10 times I would call her and say, this is it. Shant beta, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Whereas in today's context, I can see your generation going through a lot of mental problem. Okay? Mental problem is being addressed today. People are getting to know there is a word called mental problem.
Yeah.
It existed in our generation, but nobody addressed it.
Yeah.
Kya hai? Kuch bhi nahi hai. Pagal hai.
Hmm, yeah.
Main thing was, pagal hai, pagal khane bhej
dege. Yeah.
Okay? In today's context, the kind of physical problem that you're having has an equal balance with a mental problem.
100%.
Because you are giving that much of importance to, first of all, a thing exists. Once you know that a thing exists, you will come to it. It exists. Why does it exist? And how do you do away with it? And according to me, I may be wrong, but according to me, the whole answer is take it out.
Yeah.
Because if it's inside, it's going to create problems physically.
Yeah.
and it creates all kinds of physical problems. And at times you don't know that it's starting with a mental issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you come with panic attacks, yeah. You just sort of give way, I can't do anything, and you collapse. Why? Because it's been a mental issue with you. Mm. Maybe at times a person who's going through it also doesn't know what it is. But if it exists, fair enough, take it out. And I think your generation needs it more because it's a very fast-moving world. Mm. Many times you people are not able to cope up with what is happening. Mm. And then you feel, I'm a failure. No, nobody is a failure. Everybody needs a rest. Give a gap to whatever you're doing. Take a month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year off. Enjoy yourself, because what happens is you people are burning out faster. Because the world is moving so fast, you want to be with it. But with it means, after all, every human being has a capacity to it. And when you can't deal with it, then it's a mental breakdown. Then you're running to therapies and all. But according to me, nobody can be, again, nobody can be a better therapist than one's own parents. You'll say, why? Because the parent or the parents know their child inside out. At times, you may not be able to come out with some words to tell me, but knowing you, I know what you're coming to say. I'm not a doctor. I may not be able to give you the proper, you could say the medicine, but at least I can give you a way to move forward rather than you or anybody collapsing.
Yeah.
Or crying or going through that, I don't know what to do. That I don't know shouldn't be there. It should be a big sigh of relief. Whatever was in me has come out. That comes out, you are in a position to think properly, to move forward, and you move forward better.
So what is it that you feel that this generation has that you had that would help you?
Again, the same thing. There were hardly any therapists. Nobody knew there was something called therapy there. Mm. And if ever anybody went, it was a hush hush. Therapy? Mm. What is hai? Oh, te pagal ho gayi hai. Ono tenu pata hai? Oh, te bachcha pagal ho gaya hai. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was taken as that there's nothing called mental issues.
So let's just jump into this segment where I feel like you got a second life, a second chance, especially after we grew up and like went to college and went our ways across the world. So that's when you got to live again. Let's talk about that on a lighter note.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
And tell us more about that.
Oh, well, I'm having a very nice time now.
Yeah.
See, I'm a historian, a PhD.
Yes.
So maybe I teach a little, I do my research. Okay, that's one aspect of mine. I'm writing books. I've written books on computers. I've written my thesis, which is, of course, on history. Then I've written on spirituality, on Meher Baba, Be a Light Unto Yourself. Now I'm into writing another book. That's a surprise. I don't want to say that. Let it come out.
Let it come on the podcast.
Absolutely. So, and of course, now I'm an ardent gardener, because that has been my passion throughout.
Yeah.
And I never got an opportunity.
You're an award-winning, let's clarify, you're an award-winning gardener.
It's okay, awards are there, but I do it because it's a passion.
Yeah, of course.
It's not because of an award that I do it, I do it because I want to do it.
Yeah.
And it's not just because you want to, because why somebody would ask me, why do you want to do gardening? It's because it brings out a lot of my hidden ideas, hidden talents, and something which maybe I didn't know it existed with me. Mm-hmm. And it's really making me into an overall human being, because not just a garden is not just a garden. It's everything for me. Mm. It brings out my vibrant ideas of colors in it. I add into it a little kind of my painting, which I didn't know that I could paint. And now I just have to pick up a brush and I just have a bare wall on my garden and I start painting it. It just comes out. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could make lovely arrangements, lovely of these landscapes. They just come to me. I'm not sitting there drawing anything that this is what I do. I'm sitting there looking at the place where I want to do it and it just comes out to me. Yeah. It's like a mother taking care of a child or children. It's the same thing, because you're nurturing plants. It's a daily thing. You can't say I'll go to my garden once a week. I have to go to my garden every day. For me, it is I open my eyes and I look forward to it, that tomorrow which plant is going to greet me.
Yeah, that's true. I just have to like give a little disclaimer. that I enjoy these mother-daughter duos. Like, we are a mother-daughter duo right now, and behind the screen, we have a mother-daughter duo as well producing this. And I'm really excited because
thanks
I feel...
Thanks to them that we are here.
Yeah, more power to women, because I just feel women-led associations...
Yeah, I would just say,
are
throw
so
off your chains and do what you want.
Inspiring. Because I was also watching this series called Dabba Cartel, like the one I was screaming
right.
for that I want to watch TV. And... like, all I have to say is that when the most exciting and the goosebumpy part of the situation was when it was the most, like, you were in a very scary situation and you felt like the only person who could help me would be a man. And then you suddenly see Shabana Azmi walking in a sari in, like, the simplest outfit and the simplest aura and just coming in and talking about how I'm going to, like, shoot you in the head. And I just think that it just empowers me. And I think like this, I just feel like we come out of greater productions and associations when there is like, there are more women given opportunities.
That's, you've got on to the correct thing.
Yeah.
It's opportunities.
Yeah.
It's a very small thing. When you made a woman only go into the kitchen,
yeah,
she'll be an expert in the kitchen. Okay. But she won't know anything of the outside world because she's never seen it.
Yeah.
And the second thing what's going to bring her down is because others in the family or others outside can say, isko to kuch pata hi nahi hai, ye to jaati nahi hai. Jaane nahi doge to jayegi kaise?
Yeah, that's true.
Aur jayegi nahi to pata kaise chalega? You laugh that, oh, isko to bank ka bhi nahi pata. But have you ever sent her to the bank? Nobody is born knowing everything.
Yeah.
It is when you go out
life
into
teaches,
the world,
you
know, you will make mistakes. Everybody learns, whether it's a man, it's not that a man knows everything. It's because either the man is trained or the man is put out in the open that go, see, this is your mistake. You will learn from here. Same with women. Equal opportunities, see who rises.
Yeah.
It's not that a man won't rise or a woman will rise, but give equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then see how an individual just comes out. Like we say, कैसे कोई हमारा पौधा पनपता है जब हम उसको सब कुछ देते हैं हम उसको खाद ना दें हम उसको धूप ना दें तो हम कहेंगे हमारा तो पौधा पनपता नहीं है सेम वे अगर हम किसी इंसान को पूरी राइट सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज नहीं देंगे तो वो राइज कैसे करेगा तो वो एक एक प्रॉपर एज अ कम्प्लीट ह्यूमन बींग बनेगा कैसे आपने तो उसको पकड़ के रखा हुआ है पीछे छोड़ो खुली आज़ादी दो एक पंछी भी तभी उड़ता है उसको पिंजरे में कैद करके रखोगे तो वो क्या करेगा सिर्फ चूचू ही करता रहेगा
True.
उसको आज खुली आजादी आसमान दो
yeah.
तो वो देखो कितना ऊंचा उड़ता है
yeah.
ऐसे ही यू मस्ट गिव अपॉर्चुनिटीज टू वुमन दे हैव टू राइज इफ यू वांट अ प्रॉपर नाइस डेवलप्ड सोसाइटी वुमन टू हैव टू राइज एंड दे हैव टू बी गिवन दैट इंडिविजुअल फ्रीडम टू नो हु दे आर
सो आई वांट टू नो व्हिच इज दिस वन जस्ट वन स्पेसिफिक पॉइंट where you could like go back and think that I am very proud and lucky that I am a woman.
I'm proud to be a woman for everything and bring out your talent out.
Yeah. I mean, as a mother, I feel now we've already spoken a lot about you going beyond the border. But now I want to talk about like your relationship and what you feel like a mother's relationship in your generation is with their kids. And I would like to start with like dating. And I know that you have witnessed mine and my brother's dating life like closely because you have, of course, I think another step which I'd like to say beyond the border is that you gave us the freedom and the opportunity to speak our heart to you, of course, with respect, which is why we didn't have to hide stuff from you. We didn't.
No, because I feel that nobody can be a better person than one's mother or parent or parents. That the children should feel that much of freedom that anything they want to talk, you should be the person there.
Yeah. So
because nobody in the world will give you the right advice because nobody knows the child as better, I mean, as good as the parent or parents know.
Yeah.
So the kind of advice that a parent can give, nobody else can give.
Yeah. So what is it that you would like to give as dating advice?
Why not? Please go out and date.
Yes.
Only when you date will you know who you like and you don't like.
Yeah. What do you think about like today's generation and this idea of situationships?
Today's generation runs away from everything. They don't have any depth. They run away from commitment. Whenever there is something to do with commitment, the person is running away.
Yeah, that's true actually. Yeah, okay.
But why?
Okay.
How much can you run away? After all, you have to commit. And by running away, then what's going to happen is that you will commit sometime, but then you will commit to the wrong person.
Again, with my producer also, I was having this conversation that this generation is just shit scared. They are shit scared to get married. They are shit scared to have babies. And I think that I also dealt with this for a very long time, that I was super anti-marriage, of course, because a lot of us see bad marriages as well. But we also feel that being married is like the end of a sense of freedom.
Yours is the first generation which is becoming more economically independent, having more opportunities. And mine is the last generation which has taken from the parents as well as taking from the kids. Idhar bhi piste hain ji, udhar bhi piste hain. You get my point? So, and your generation is very scared of all this because maybe most of you have seen it. Because in our generation, we were told, you dare not think of a divorce. How, what is the world going to tell you? What is society going to tell you? How will you survive on your own? No. Everything is without a man. What will you do? If you have a daughter, what will the world say? That how there'll be a big taboo for the daughter also. She also won't get married. You see, these were things for us. Okay? But in your case, it's not there. But because maybe you have seen, maybe others have seen, or even if they've not seen, they don't want to get into marriage. Because you have been thinking that marriage is an end.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas marriage, a happy marriage is not an end. It brings out the best in the other person. That is what a marriage is. It should be complementing each other, not bringing the other person down. Give opportunities to the other person to rise too. And your generation, as I've said, is financially independent. You know you what to say, what to think, because you've got equal opportunities. And there are, in fact, in your generation, there are many more opportunities which were not there for us in our generation. So, I would still say, get married to the person who you love. Don't go for anything, as in money or as you say, beauty. These things never last and they are very shallow.
Yeah.
It's for a person who cares for you and who would do anything to see you rise.
Yeah. So, I mean, today I think I've come to this point where I feel like there's nothing wrong with arranged marriage as well. It's not something we should run away from, because it's like when you're on a dating app, Bumble or something, it is as like equivalent as being on Shaadi.com. The only thing is one has like a big hawa word of marriage and the other is like, oh, I'm just like finding people to date. So what is it that you feel in today's world, like a perfect marriage or like a perfect marriage would look like?
There's nothing called a perfect marriage, okay? And there's nothing called that arranged marriage is good and a love marriage is not bad, is bad, or vice versa. Okay? Either of them can work. As I say, again, like I told you before, marriage is two people living together and complementing each other, not bringing each other down or making hell for the other person. Anything which has toxicity in it should be done away with, because it is never going to help any individual if there is toxicity. You need a clean environment to live in. Only then can you give your best. And if you can give your best to yourself, then only can give the best to the society.
Yeah. And what do you feel, how do you feel that a man can play a role in helping a woman, mother, anybody go beyond the border? Like, we've spoken a lot about women helping women.
Yes. See, what's happened is, in our society, there are certain things which it's taken for granted that this a woman has to do. Jo beta apni beti ko jaake khana banao. Why not a son? Your generation is the one which is having this kind of opportunity that it's not necessarily that a girl only has to cook. You want to eat, go and cook. Whether you're a girl or a boy.
Yeah. I think that's important for us to understand.
So if a man in a marriage,
In general, I'm asking, in anything, father, brother, anything.
See, it's always said two people when they can help each other. If today you say in a marriage also, if today the woman is working, the man is working, the woman has some extra work in the office, why can't a man take the duty of the house? And if he has, she takes it. But why is it always that you've come back from work, you're tired, but still you have to cook? That shouldn't be. And that's where a man plays a role, that never mind, you are as much tired as I am if I would have worked that much. So if you've come home tired and I give you a cup of tea, what's wrong in that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't you see cooks who are male in hotels?
Yeah, I wanted to also, yeah, like, great you said this, because I felt like I heard this somewhere ke mard khana banaye to wo art hai aur aurat ka to kaam hai. Like they say,
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, there are so many things.
Because mostly chefs are men.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, what an amazing chef. He's a chef. He's
the
cooking.
Main thing is that a woman working at home has no value.
Yeah.
Okay? She's like an unpaid maid.
Yeah.
And again, ill-treated. Yeah. And if there is something which is not made to the likable taste, you are going to hear many things.
Yeah.
Why? Let the person who is yelling at you or saying that you've not made the food, tell the person, make it yourself.
Yeah.
Never will the person say again.
Yeah.
It's very easy to sit on a chair and ask for a cup of tea also.
Yeah.
But when you make it, you know what effort goes into making even a cup of tea.
Yeah. And like now that we're talking about men and their efforts towards helping women break the boundary, I think I'd also like to like throw a little light on the menstruation and how I remember that even when I was very young, the first thing that I was told when I got my periods was like, don't tell your siblings and like, don't tell my brothers. And basically today there's a point where every time I'm dying in pain, my brother calls me up and he's like, hot water bottle liya, chocolate bheju. And like,
yes.
I just feel like...
Yes,
and
in my generation, it was a hush-hush thing. Nobody in the house was supposed to know that you are not. It's just that you're not well, but never mind, you have to do everything.
Yeah, but like, how much effort do you think that... Like, a woman's body goes through a lot. Like, every week is a different week of hormones.
Yes.
So, how much do you think like that would... a need or have a man's perspective play a role and help?
If you know that your partner, your husband, realizes what you're going through, and even a little bit of help, whether it is a verbal help or a physical help, will make you feel very good.
Yeah.
When you're not able to be your 100%, you need help.
Yeah.
And if the person does it willingly with a smile, half your pain goes away.
Yeah. I just think it's like when someone asks me, even though I know, like, and why I'm saying my brother again and again is because he's been doing it for years. But each time it makes me feel like, oh, I can't believe someone's asking me that I'm
because
in pain. And it's sad.
Wanted.
None of my boyfriends have done it.
Yeah, you feel wanted and you feel that the other person, be it anybody, cares for you and realizes what you're going through.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's, I mean... I just feel like it's important to have men like that.
It's very important to bring this forward that, say, a boy in any Indian household should be taught how to care for a girl. It's only when he cares for his sister or his mother can he later on care for his wife, because he knows what they are going through. And if they are taught from the beginning that it's not just a patriarchal family, that whatever good is done by a man and not by a woman. It's only then that our society will change and the kind of izzat, as we say, will be given to women, and you will see the change in society, which we are slowly seeing.
With everything that you've gone through in your life, the positives, the negatives, the fact that you're living a second life and you're doing absolutely fantastic, what is it that there is one lesson that you've learned for yourself that is going to be with you till the end of time?
The first and the foremost lesson that I've learned is be what you are and be what you want to be.
Yeah.
And at the end, you will definitely succeed.
Okay. Now that things have become serious, we have a game for you. And the game is, surprise, surprise, it is... that I'm going to ask you a couple of slangs that the Gen Z use today, half of which I don't know, but my young producer has helped me.
I don't know the slang.
You don't know, but you need to understand and you need to say this is a fun segment.
What am I supposed to say?
So I'm going to ask you like
for
a word.
Okay.
Okay. And like you have to tell me what it means. For example, like
I samajh aaye to main kya bolungi?
No. So you have to, yeah, you have to try. So like for example, I'll give you.
Tere bad pass.
So then I'm going to say sus. Yeah, you have to guess.
I guess. Theek hai.
So like I'll give you an example. I'll ask you what sus means. Do you know what sus means?
No.
So you have to guess what sus
How
means.
How do I know?
I'll tell you. So sus means suspicious. Like that guy is really sus. Means he's a suspicious guy.
He suddenly koi bhi word le aage to
mujhe kaise pata chalega? These are words which are now, you see a lot of Facebook and all on. No,
but so. I don't know. Main sus bolti, I would have said mother-in-law. Because in our time, sus was mother-in-law.
So now, getting back to it, I'm going to ask you a few things. And you have to try and guess. And like
but I don't know what I'm going to say and what it means
matter.
Also.
Doesn't
matter. This is... kya ho gaya? Sus pata nahi kya ho gaya?
Yeah, whatever comes. Okay, I'm going to ask you. So what does delulu mean?
Pata nahi koi lalu lalu person.
No.
Delulu means somebody who is very...
No, delulu and silulu. Like delusion and solution. Like I'm living in a delulu world.
Okay, delusion.
Which is what I tell you all the time. So delulu doesn't mean
lulu. I call it like that. Even if you're living in a delulu world, it is like a lulu kind of a
world. No, you can live in a delusion world. Like I feel like I'm the most non-toxic person.
Make-believe world.
Yes. Huh? What does snack mean? It means like someone who's really sexy. Who's looking very sexy. Like you're looking like a snack today.
Oh my God, Achyo.
Yes. Okay. Now,
please teach me some things. Yeah, I don't know all these things.
Oh, okay. I also didn't know something.
Koi achha word bataiye aise nahi.
Okay, there is one riz. What does riz mean? This I use all the time. Oh my God.
Tell me which one.
No. This you know also I use.
Bata to do.
No, first tell me what riz means.
Pata nahi riz. I don't know. Tasty food hoga.
No, it's like a sort of charisma. Like he has the riz. So he's like very charismatic.
Oh my God. Kya se kahan se charismatic.
Okay, okay, I have the next one which is good. It's slap.
Yeah. Slap.
That you have been doing with me.
Huh?
Shit, I cannot say this. Domestic violence. No, it's something very cool. Like that slap. Like that slap means that's something very cool.
That something cool has happened.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's a very big slap that you did a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like your outfit slap.
This one you should know because I use this a lot.
Huh.
Ghosting. This you know, I use this a lot.
मतलब भाग जाना
yeah.
You run away from
yeah.
everything, you know, just disappear.
I don't but
no, I don't mean you personally.
Yeah.
I mean
yeah,
whoever
yeah.
goes
see, she got one other. She got one.
That I understood. Everybody
okay.
goes to only run jaate hai one bad one
slay. This is easy.
Slay nahi mujhe pata kya
is easy. This is a normal English word also.
Nahi aisa nahi pata.
Yes.
मतलब यू नेल समथिंग
या इंप्रेसिव
या इंप्रेसिव ओ शी इज एक्चुअली लाइक वी से नेल्ड इट यू नो दैट काइंड ऑफ थिंग
या एंड दिस इज लाइक द लाइन दैट आई यूज्ड द मोस्ट द ब्रेन इजंट ब्रेनिंग व्हाट डज दैट मीन
दैट मींस यू आर नॉट माइंड इज नॉट वर्किंग ओनली
हां इजी ओके
ए स्टॉप हो गया चलो फुल स्टॉप हो गया
व्हाट इज कैप
आई डोंट नो टोपी दैट्स ऑल आई कैन से
या क्लोज बाय योर क्लोज It's close.
The cap is topi.
No, that's but like, it. What does it mean? Say it in English.
Like, stop something.
No, like topi banana, like lies.
Okay.
Like he's capping. Means
okay.
he's lying.
Iski topi, uski sir, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And then last is
I'm learning
last
a lot.
Is something that we love. Tea. What does tea mean?
Chai.
Mommy, no.
That I don't know.
No, you know it because every day I'm like, do you have some tea for me? No, we do this every day in the evening.
What? A talk?
Gossiping.
Chalo,
yeah.
talk. Theek hai.
No, talks are all gossiping. And then in the end,
without
like,
gossiping,
sanu ki.
Ki. That is the main thing. Without that, to khana hi na
yes.
ajam hoye.
Okay. Huh? So I think now, thank you very much. We are coming to an end. This is the last segment which I have for my podcast, which is that as someone who's gone beyond the border, what is the inspiration that you would like to give others who are trying to do so or would will have the will to do so in the future?
I would say, all women, what you think, stick to it, never give up. And have the courage to move on with whatever you want to do, yeah. And you will succeed. Don't think who's thinking what about what you want to do,
yeah.
Because you come first. Because if you come first, your family comes first.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. If you are capable of handling yourself, you can handle anything on this earth.
Yeah. And what
but
about
my? I would like to end up with this: carry on, regardless of whatever is happening. Whatever you want to do, go ahead, achieve it.
Yeah.
Success will always follow.
And what about the men? What advice?
Men have always got more opportunities. But I would tell men, please help women to achieve what they want.
Yeah.
And let them see that sky is the limit for them also.
Yeah.
Because it's not that it's an ego that if a woman goes up, oh, the man should be shameful. No, the man should be proud that the woman is going up.
Yeah.
If she has to be proud that the man is going up higher, why shouldn't the man be proud?
This is the opportunity, thanks to my producers, that now you have an opportunity to ask me a question, as if you need one. But you do, and I will wholly, with all my heart, answer truly.
Okay, I'll ask you a question.
Yeah.
What, according to you, is the reason that your generation runs to therapy?
Okay, tough, because I'm in therapy myself. Okay, I just feel like there are some things. I mean, of course, I am also lucky that I have you and other family members who I can talk to. But I think therapy is more than talking. That at times it goes to the root cause of why you're feeling a certain way. And I'm saying that from my personal experience as well, because I like something like anxiety stuck with me when it came to my dating life, and I didn't know for almost a decade as to why I was getting anxious. And even though I was talking to you and everybody else, I just felt like the anxiety would go away momentarily, and after that it would come back. So going into therapy made me realize the root cause of it, that it was coming from some sort of a childhood trauma that made me eradicate it, that at today's level, I'm much better. I'm not saying it's over, but it did make me understand, and which is why I can deal with the situation on a longer term instead of every time I have anxiety to just call up and it goes away. I now just don't end up getting the anxiety. And I just think that that's what people are looking for, that they're trying to get to the root cause, because a lot of it is coming from trauma, which they didn't know either was trauma or didn't know that something like that even existed in the first place. So I just think like that, it's not like we just are going there to talk, but we're actually going there to get to the root cause, so that just doesn't exist anymore for us. And then we come up with new problems.
Great.
Yeah.
Carry on with the problems and carry on doing away with them.
That's the end, I think. Thank you so much for staying until the end. To help us continue these conversations, please subscribe on YouTube and like and follow on Instagram and Spotify.